We continue 9 lines up from the bottom on Nun Tes Amud Aleph. We are in the middle of this story with Rav Chiya Bar Abba, who saw these inappropriate customs or practices that the Jews were following, and he didn't know what to do. He asked Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan told them different things. And this last case we're dealing with now is that this turmusin, this vegetable which was being cooked by idolaters and Jews were eating it, he said, you have to let them know that this is a problem of Bishul Akum. But it's a problem of Bishul Akum. Why? Val turmusin mishum bishuli of the kachavim lafi she'enan b'nei Torah. Because they're ignorant. That's why we should tell them it's prohibited. Because of their ignorance, not that it's halachically prohibited. And that's what the Gemara then deduces. Taima de'ein or taima de'ein b'nei Torah ha'b'nei Torah shari. So you're telling me that the reason why Rav Yochanan wanted to make this gezerah is only because they're ignorant of the law, but if they were aware of the law, if they were knowledgeable, then we wouldn't make this prohibition? Gemara says, what do you mean? Maybe there is reason to be strict here. V'amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, amar Rav, kol shenechal k'mel shu chai, ein bo mishum bishul akum. Any food which can be eaten raw and is cooked by an idolater doesn't fall under the prohibition of bishul akum. But turmusin is a food which needs cooking. So therefore, of course it falls under the category of bishul akum. So how can you tell me that if they were b'nei Torah, he wouldn't extend the gezerah? Just the opposite. The fact that if they were b'nei Torah, they would know that it was asur because of bishul akum. So how can you tell me this is only chumrah because of, for the ignoramuses? So the Gemara answer is Rabbi Yochanan ki hach lishna sfir. You know, Rabbi Yochanan was following a different ruling of Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. The Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav kol she'ena ola l'shulchan shel melachim l'lafes bo asapas ein bo mishum bishulei ovdi kachavim. That any food which is not olal shulchan malachim, it's not fit for a king's table, does not fall under the category, the prohibition of bishul akum. So if someone cooks the food that wouldn't be worthy of a king's table, even if he cooks it, you are allowed to consume it. There is no prohibition of bishul akum. And over here, the turmusin does need to be cooked. However, it's not a food which is olal shulchan malachim. Therefore, there is no reason to prohibit it because of bishul akum. And says the Gemara, taima de'ina b'nei Torah. So says Rabbi Yochanan, the reason why I'm going to be machmir and extend the prohibition of bishul akum in this particular case is because they're ignorant of the law. Ha'b'nei Torah, but if they were knowledgeable, then shari, I would have said, no, you follow the letter of the law. It's ena olal shulchan malachim, and therefore you are allowed to consume it. But we do see that there are two different principles with bishul akum. We've mentioned this earlier when we studied bishul akum, but here we mention it again. These two ideas, number one, in order to be a violation of bishul akum, it has to be davar she'eino nechal chai, something that cannot be eaten raw. If it's something that can be eaten raw and then it's cooked, it's not considered a prohibition of bishul akum. And number two, it's something which is in order to violate or the prohibition of bishul akum, it's something that you eat which is cooked by an idolater, which is fit to be at a king's table. It sounds like from the Gemara that these are two separate statements. They're two different statements heard in the name of Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav, and therefore you would think that it's either one or the other. Which one did he say? Did he say one or did he say the other? He didn't say. It sounds like he didn't say both. However, Rabbeinu Tam quotes Tosos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, the second to last Tosos on the page, and says that Rabbeinu Tam paskins like both these lashonos, that as we just mentioned, that not only does it need to be Einu Nechal Chai, it also he also paskins in the that it has to be Olal Shulchan Malachim. So when you paskin like both, what does that mean? Do you paskin like the chumras of both, or do you paskin lakula for both? In other words, Rabbeinu Tam rules that in order to be in violation, and this is how we paskin, in order to be in violation of Bishul Akum, you have to satisfy both of those statements of Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. That if an idolater cooks, or a non-Jew cooks food for the Jew, it has to be something, in order to be a violation of bishul akum, it has to be something which is eino nechal chai, it's not eaten raw. And number two, it's also olal shulchan malachim. If you're missing one of those two requirements, then there is no problem of B'shalakum.